Nossa, escuta.
It's April 8th, and the Logbook.com's escape pod is back on course. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. Today in 1959, the first meeting was held to define a new computer language, COBOL. I guess this makes the folks on the committee the lords of COBOL. In 2002, the International Space Station grew some backbone.
4, 3, 2, 1... We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Atlantis, setting in place the keystone to the space station's backbone.
As the 109th Space Shuttle flight lifted off, with Atlantis hoisting a major piece of the station's structural truss into orbit. In 2004, after 90 continuous days of successful operation on Mars, the mission of the Mars Exploration Rovers Spirit and Opportunity was extended through September of that year. Born on this day in 1942, director and special effects whiz Douglas Trumbull. As a pioneering effects artist, he played a big part in the look of 2001 A Space Odyssey, Star Trek The Motion Picture, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. George Lucas tried to get him to work on Star Wars, but couldn't afford him. As a director, he was behind the environmentally minded science fiction movie Silent Running in 1971.
What about the forests? You don't think anyone should care about these forests? What's going to happen if these forests and all this incredible beauty is lost for all time?
It's been too long. People got other things to do now.
Actor Tim Thomerson was born today in 1946, and Yes guitarist Steve Howe in 1947. In 1949, director John Madden was born in the UK. In addition to directing movies such as Shakespeare in Love, Madden directed the radio adaptations of Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back in the 1980s for National Public Radio. In 1980, Katie Sackhoff was born. She's best known as Starbuck from the reimagined Battlestar Galactica. In 1972, part one of the Doctor Who story The Mutants premiered on the BBC. It was an all-star gathering of future Star Wars bit players, guests starring Garrick Hagon, known to Star Wars fans as Biggs, and John Hollis, who would later play Lando's bald cyborg assistant Lobot in The Empire Strikes Back. In 1985, the soundtrack from the movie Lady Hawk was released, slightly controversial because it was a synth-heavy prog rock soundtrack for a movie set in the Middle Ages. The soundtrack was composed by Andrew Powell, orchestral arranger for the Alan Parsons Project, and it featured most of the project's musicians and was produced by Parsons himself. And in 2004, General Grievous made his first appearance.
It's close, but where?
It's all around us!
Calm yourself.
As the 20th mini-episode of the animated miniseries The Clone Wars aired on Cartoon Network. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.